Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, March 29th. We do not usually record the show on a Friday, which is very inconvenient for several of my sisters because I'm the one who usually forces us to do this on the weekend. But Good Friday, everyone had today off. I'm Liz Dolan in Santa Monica, and I am joined on the line by Julie Dolan in Dallas. How are you, Julie?
Good to be with you, Liz, as well as Leanne and Sheila.
Yeah, so Leanne and Sheila. Leanne, you're at home in Pasadena. All good there? You posted some lovely pictures this week, Leanne, of things happening in your garden.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we came back from New York last week. It is unbelievable how beautiful my backyard looks. I'm just going to say it because it's not like I personally had anything to do with the wisteria. It's spectacular, spectacular.
You spend a lot of time working back there. And Sheila, are you on spring break this week? You're a third grade teacher, but you're off this week, right?
I am off this week and next week, sisters. I don't want to, you know, gloat, but I'm very happy about that.
Okay. All right. So you're enjoying yourself so far?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, you know that last weekend the reason we were not here recording a show is because we were all in Connecticut together for our father's funeral. He died in February, on February 11th, but we had delayed his funeral a little bit because we felt like we needed a little bit more time as a family to, like, pull ourselves together and get it organized. And we did. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I found it very comforting to be together and really just a beautiful weekend.
I totally agree, Liz. You know, I think someone said to me, and I know it's true, that when you lose your parents, you become a different person. And I had that sensation. I had that feeling for the last several weeks of just kind of floating around. And somehow being with so many family members and dear friends and in the place that we grew up, I found it incredibly grounding to just be with people that, like all of our cousins, that were always with us at Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas holidays, and that we were visiting familiar places and we were, you know, driving on familiar roads. And I think all of that has really helped as much as it can.
Yeah, I agree, Julie. It was an exhausting weekend, sort of emotionally and physically, but very satisfying. Still sad, though, when I got home. Still sad.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes, for me, it provided, you know, closure in a sense. And, you know, again, we're all still sad, but it was a beautiful, beautiful service for our dad.
Yeah, you
know,
it was.
I came home and I thought, oh, you know how you have these kind of crazy thoughts? I said, oh, I want to call Mom and tell her how nice it was. You know, I mean, that.
Yeah.
Julie, I had that same thought. Isn't that great? It's the craziest kind of magical thinking.
Yeah.
And something like that happens to me almost every day where I think to myself, oh, I can't call Mom. And then I think to myself, I'm going to call anyway. what is that? I don't even understand what that is. But I think Mom would have enjoyed hearing a report of that ceremony. But
yes,
I'm sure she was watching and listening.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Sheila, how did you get home from the funeral? Because the last I saw
what's that, Jewel?
The last I saw of you, your plans were to take off in a car with Monica. So that,
which is always alarming.
My gosh, girls. I mean, having that red Jetta from Hertz was a blessing and a curse.
In what way?
I mean, first of all, I just want to admit that was the first time as an adult I've ever rented a car.
Really?
How is that possible?
And, you know, I made the reservation. You know, Monica has a plan. Whenever she goes out of town.
Yes.
Yes.
She has everything carefully orchestrated. So she said, we have to get a car because I want to go into New York one day, just the two of us. And walk around. I felt like saying, I did that for 20 years. I mean,
when you lived
really
in New York, yes.
I don't need to go into New York, but I did it. So I just want to say we split the cost of the Hertz, but I did 100% of the driving.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I heard that you were driving from JFK out to Connecticut. I I didn't know how familiar you were with the roads, Sheila. That surprised me.
You know what? I've been living in California for 11 years, ladies. I know how to drive now, and
yes,
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And Monica is a very slow driver. You made the press call.
I think I did, Leon.
Yes,
and,
press call.
So, I just want to say that getting into New York with Monica, I think should be a separate podcast at some point. I just want to say it was sort of like The Hangover 2 without the drugs and alcohol. I mean, what we experienced getting, I just want to say on Bruckner Boulevard, as Jimmy Breslin, the great writer, used to say, nothing good ever happens on Bruckner Boulevard. Well, we lived to tell the tale.
Oh. For those of you who are not from the New York area, it's just New York is not a driver-friendly town.
No.
They don't want you to take your cars into Manhattan or really any of the outer boroughs. The streets are really old. They're pothole-filled. They're poorly marked. They're like freeways from the 19th century. It's just,
exactly.
And as kids, we never, ever drove into the city. We always took the train. You just always took the train in. So even though we grew up in that area, I have never driven in Manhattan in my whole life.
Well, I had a lot of fun, I must say, but that harrowing trip into New York with our brother Jim's directions, again, another day, another time. But I made it to the airport safely by myself and in the red Jetta. And, you know, returning the car, it hurts. It was sort of reminiscent of, like, you know, my high school graduation and other important milestones where I always felt like, oh, I'm two credits short of graduating. Like, I just knew when I dropped that car off, they were going to nail me for something.
Like what?
I don't know. I
had
got
you
a
banged
sense,
it up?
I got a sense that something was going to happen, but boom, I rolled that car right into the drop-off center, and they were like, you can go now. And I was still thought I was going to be, like, found out, you know? So I went over to the counter where there were 19 people not working, and I showed them my contract. I said, is there anything, like, I need to do at this point? And they all looked at me like I was crazy. They were like, no, just get on your plane. I mean, everything is done. I said, okay. I sneaked away like I had really done something wrong.
Well, there's definitely another story there, Sheila. You sound just a little bit guilty about things.
Yeah, I was totally guilty, but I got on the plane. I watched Silver Linings Playbook 3 times. And by the 3rd time, I was convinced that Jennifer Lawrence, you know what? She did a good job.
Okay.
But it took you 3 tries before you came around?
Yes. So I am back in L.A. and enjoying my spring break, which I really needed. So, Leon, I'm back to my swimming routine.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo,
you can
literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already FrameBridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
I know. I've seen you drive by a couple times. She doesn't stop or anything. She just goes straight past me down to the Rose Bowl pool.
Right. And I have to get in those laps. But, you know, there's a lot going on at the pool. There is something going on. There are two, I guess diving is the new thing on TV. Maybe, Liz, you could shed some light on that.
I don't think it's real. I think saying it's the new thing is a little grandiose. That one show that's on, that celebrity diving thing called Splash, they're actually doing that from your Rose Bowl pool, right?
They're filming segments for the show. And I know I've seen Greg Louganis every day. He wears a bathrobe, and they have, you know, cameras, lights, producers, directors. But the other day was just stunning. I was doing my kicking in the warm pool, Leon.
Ooh,
and,
nice.
I saw this figure up on the diving tower, and there's a great, you know, diving pool at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And who do I see in a full body wetsuit? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Now that's a sight, Sheila.
I mean, trying to dive. It was just hysterical.
Well, diving is incredibly dangerous. I don't even know how they got those celebrities, other than I guess they paid them a lot of money and made them insurance claims. But it's such a serious and risky sport. I'm surprised they found amateurs, celebrities that would be willing to do that. So
I agree, Jewel. Yeah, no, I was totally entertained during my swim, which is good because I don't want to be bored. But Kareem was up there, and boy, what a sight. What a sight.
Have you been tempted to watch the show at all? Did you?
Not at all.
No.
No, but, you know, you get the sense when you see Kareem and you're swimming outdoors in, you know, in the middle of March, you know, well, I'm definitely back in L.A. This is L.A.
Anything could happen.
And that's right, Liz. So I am back, and I live to tell the tale.
That's good. Well, sisters, on my trip home, I felt like I was transported into an alternative universe. My husband and I went into Brooklyn to spend some time with our son, Will, and his wife, Lauren. And we do what we always do. We stayed at the Brooklyn Marriott, which I feel like is one of the great travel surprises out there, that you have a very nice hotel room. You can see the Brooklyn Bridge, the Statue of Liberty. You can see Lower Manhattan, and you don't have to pay the price of a New York hotel room. So that's always
good, good travel tip, Jewel.
Always my travel tip, and it's as convenient as staying many places in New York. So we have stayed there many times, and so we rolled into the Brooklyn Marriott and came up to the registration desk. And there was something was about. They were having a convention. There were a lot of guys, and some women, but it was mainly guys, and they were dressed in costumes. Some had wings. They were multicolors. Some were dressed up as like sort of soldier guys, or I don't know what they were, but it was some kind of, you know, we thought it was a comic convention that was going on, but there were definitely, I don't know if you've, I guess that this is what people do when they go to comic conventions. They dress up like their.
Right, right. I've been to Comic-Con the last 3 years. So as you were describing that, I was thinking, oh, it's your Game of Thrones crowd or your Star Wars crowd or something like that.
Well, here's something new that I have not heard of. This was called BronyCon. Have you heard of this?
No, really. No.
This is for bronies, okay? And bronies is a word that's made up of bros for men.
Yeah.
And ponies.
You know what? Okay, I have heard of this. These are the grown men who are into My Little Pony?
Yes, indeed, Liz. This is the convention, the BronyCon, and it was the whole place was filled.
Oh, I love it.
I'm disturbed by it. Yeah.
Yes, you should be, Leanne, because these are men who like My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Okay, that's there's the new genre of it. And this is, I mean, we had no idea. But then we went here with our son, Will, and Lauren. And, of course, Will, because he knows everything.
Yeah.
You know, as we described who, you know, the people that we were seeing in the lobby, he said, oh, I think those are bronies. And indeed, it was a BronyCon.
That's fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic. I don't know. I don't know. I think this is the part of the internet that you just don't want to go to. I did go to Wikipedia. I've done a lot of research now on bronies. And these are fans that are, it's part of some new sincerity trend, apparently, according to Wikipedia. These are,
which is always 100% correct.
Yes,
so sincerity is a trend? I hadn't really noticed that, but maybe that's a good development.
And this is a reaction to all the terrorism and strife that's out there, that this is an outlet for men, okay, to dress up like My Little Pony and to have My Little Pony accessories. And
this is like a straight male phenomenon.
Yes, there were some women there, but it seems to be it's mainly men. Yes, yeah, mainly men.
Straight men. I mean, it's straight men. It's not. This is mainly straight men, as I understand.
The whole world of bronies is new to me. That's not like I want to get any more involved with any of the bronies, because I think it's the tip of the dark side of the internet. That's where I think bronies and the BronyCon, that's where it lives.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you kind of have to debate, were these bronies like out there living a solitary life just in their own in their own bronyhood, and they didn't know there were other bronies out there and the internet brought them together, which is a good thing? Or does the internet create the phenomenon of people deciding to opt in to being a brony?
Yes.
I mean, either way, they can do whatever they want, but is it the kind of thing that you would even admit to your non-brony friends that you are into?
Right. I mean, that you're carrying a My Little Pony, like, backpack, you know? And
I don't know. Ruth grew up with the ponies, and they always, you know, sent a positive message. about friendship.
She was a 10-year-old girl.
These are men that I don't think leave their apartments except for to come to the Brooklyn Marriott BronyCon. So that's who was at the hotel with Trem and me. Okay, so
all right, Jewel.
I was afraid to get in the elevator. That's what I have to tell you.
Oh, come on, you can't. It doesn't seem like they would be physically threatening.
No.
Anyway, men wearing wings. I think you're safe.
Okay.
All right. So now you're home for Easter. And what's up with your clue for Easter?
Well, you know, because it's Easter, it's time to dye eggs. And and I have a regular babysitting gig on Friday mornings with my grandchildren. Well, usually with just Benjamin, but Alice as well today because she had the day off from school. So I was like, okay, good. Well, we can just dye eggs because that will take a while. So I went to the store early this morning, got the eggs, I boiled them, got the little paws kit and, you know, made a dye. 7 minutes. To dye 12 eggs. My mind, when we were young, it seemed like we were sitting around that.
I know.
Dyeing eggs for hours.
Take
4 hours, 7 minutes. And that's putting stickers on the eggs after they were dyed. But they were just, is it just, I don't remember it as being a very fast task or.
Well, I think the actual egg dyes are better. So you don't actually have to leave the eggs in as long, right? And the kids, they just stick them in one color. Like, they're not interested in Martha Stewarting up the eggs. They just dunk them in a color, dunk them in another color, and they're done. And then they're like, another egg. Like, there's no artistry to their work.
Pride.
Yeah, pride. We tried the two tones. We tried a little tie-dye. Anything to stretch it out.
Right. Also, I feel like we would put our eggs in so many different colors that they all turned out that same kind of brown color. Ultimately, they were all just sort of this blah, muddy color from having been in every dunk tank.
Yes, that's correct. But
what did you do? What did you do after the eggs were dyed?
We had some more playtime. We went outside. We climbed some trees. We had a very nice morning, but I was just shocked at like how fast that task went.
You know, and it's so much setup and work and so messy, which is I find true of most arts and crafts, which is why I really did not encourage arts and crafts with my kids.
Do you remember the years when Dad would try to have us make those Ukrainian Easter eggs that involved melting the wax and making the pattern with the wax on the egg and then dyeing it and then scraping off the wax and then you get the other color? We were so bad at that. But that, there were several years where we were heavily engaged in that Ukrainian style.
Maybe that's why it took so long.
That could be it.
So maybe next year, Ukrainian Easter eggs. That's what I'm doing. Okay.
Speaking of Easter things that maybe are not worth the time, there was a story in the paper today about, or a recipe really, about how to make your own peeps. And I just thought, really? Isn't the whole point of peeps? It's like making your own Oreos. It's like, why would you? I know that I am not the queen of homemade anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm more skeptical of like going to all the effort than most people. But like, would you? Leanne, you make a lot of stuff from scratch in your home. Have you ever been tempted to make your own peeps?
No. And first of all, making your own marshmallows, like I didn't know you could. But that is a whole thing now, making your own marshmallows.
Oh, it is? So, I didn't know that.
No, that's a whole, I mean, at confectioner's stores, you can buy homemade marshmallows and they do taste fantastic. But no, peeps are meant to taste bad. They're meant to taste manufactured.
Yeah.
You know, they're bright pink. So no, I wouldn't. Okay. I made some cupcakes this morning.
Yeah, don't you have to make them with chemicals? I mean, aren't they basically all chemicals anyway?
Well, peeps are, but real homemade marshmallows, I believe, are just like egg whites and sugar.
Ooh.
Don't quote me on that.
Get to work on that. Get to work. Yeah. Start whipping them up.
Yeah. It's in today's paper. You can check it out. But you actually made cupcakes this morning, Leanne?
Yeah, I don't know. I bought the frosting, so don't get excited. I was lured in yesterday at the grocery store by the key lime frosting at the end of the aisle.
Mm. Your son Brooks loves that.
They love key lime, the taste of key lime. So I thought, well, I'll never be able to make a key lime pie, but I can at least whip up some cupcakes. And they've already downed a few this morning.
I bet this will be very nice for the Easter holiday. Yeah. Nice color. So good work, Leanne. Okay.
And you know what else we've already done this morning? Very efficient here. We have discovered an old TV friend. And the TV friend is like new now to me. And I'm so excited. I'm happy to announce that my son Brooks, in his second semester of his senior year, has discovered Law and Order. And,
That's 5 years of viewing.
It's solid because we have been through every NCIS. You know, we were doing 2 or 3 NCIS episodes a day. We were squeezing that in and around our regular schedule. And he started taping Law and Order, like he happened to catch one too lazy to change the channel. And the next thing I know, he's enjoying Law and Order. And
never watched it before. You guys never had it on.
So. No. No,
oh, good.
It is literally brand new to him. But here's the astonishing thing, Julie. Like, I feel like I was a solid Law and Order fan for a decade. But The show's been on for 2 decades. So
it's still new to you.
It's new to me. Mm-hmm. There are entire teams of cops and lawyers that I didn't even know existed. Like, Jesse L. Martin had like 6 partners. I mean, I had no idea. I thought it was like Briscoe and Curtis, and I think I dropped out right around there. So it's fascinating.
Plus, it's a whole history. It's a history lesson because they're ripped from the headlines, Leanne.
Sheila, exactly. You know, it is. It is cultural. It's history. It's anthropological. And it's just an acting and writing tour de force, and you never know who's going to pop up in the guest roles, who then, a decade later, went on to become a real star. So I have to say, we are just enjoying our 5 to 6 episodes of Law & Order a day. I know.
Now, are you doing the SVU series as well? Or
I have to say, we started to tape that. I've never watched that, and that is just too depressing for me.
I agree, Leanne. I think it's too dark. Yep.
Murder, I'm fine with. The SUV stuff, it's too dark. So it's just exciting to know what Brooks will be doing for the rest of his high school career, you know?
College. Probably entirely through college. That's true. Yeah. You need one solid show to get you through college.
Fantastic way to offset senior slump is just to absorb 20 years of Law and Order. So that's exciting. Mm.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Jesse L. Martin, because last night, I have to admit, I was catching up on 2 episodes of Smash, which I know I'm the only person in America who actually watches that show.
No, I watch it, Liz. I watch it like a freaking train wreck. I watch it.
Because Jesse L. Martin, all of a sudden on that, I was like, where have you been, Jesse L. Martin? And now he's on Smash, which I don't think is good for his career. But I was very happy to see him on that show.
Okay, here's my analysis of Smash, because this is the show. It's about the making of a Broadway musical. It has, like, the most astounding list of executive producers, including Steven Spielberg, and this crazy list of people starring in it now. Deborah Messing, Jennifer Hudson, Jesse L. Martin, Angela, whatever her name is.
Angelica Houston.
I was going to say
Jolie.
I'm sure Jolie's going to turn up at any point. Yes.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Lee and Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Lian's. Okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Lian and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Lian.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
You know, so, but it is horrible. I mean, you just, when they're singing, it's good. When they're talking, it's bad.
Yes. You're right. Well, what is that?
That's a very good, concise review.
Yes. It's the problem is they're doing a show about the making of a musical. So when they're doing the musical, it's good. But when they're doing the talking, it still sounds like bad musical dialogue. Like they.
Right.
They haven't.
They don't switch into TV show mode.
No, they just haven't. And so the characters are idiotic and yet they are mesmerizing. I cannot stop watching. But I think we're not going to have a choice because I think it will be canceled, Liz.
I think it's going away. Yeah, I thought nothing could be worse than Smash until I saw Splash, Sheila's new show.
That's right. I don't even need to watch it. I know it's bad.
Okay, and then one other TV story that I've delighted in this week, because I am an avid viewer of morning television. It does get me, starts my day. For many years, I watched the Today Show. I loved Katie Couric. And then this guy named Matt Lauer showed up, and that was the end of that for me. I was quickly onto him that he was not very good at his job. But apparently it's taken America quite a while to catch up to my announcements.
What's your beef with him? When you say he's not, you don't think he does a good job interviewing?
Here's what I think about Matt Lauer. I think the minute the camera goes off, he goes to play golf. Like, I don't think he has one iota of intellectual curiosity.
Okay.
I think every interview he did for, say, the first 5 years of his career was, like, scripted to the word because he had no idea what he was talking about.
Okay.
That's what I think. You know, and I consider him to be the luckiest man on television.
Okay.
So. But many people love him until now. There does appear to be a little bit of a Matt backlash going on.
It's fantastic, Liz. I'm so excited because there was a giant like cover story in was it New York Magazine?
Yeah.
It, like, blew the lid off, like, what actually happened to Ann Curry and, oh, that whole debacle and Matt stabbed her in the back and, oh, then Savannah Guthrie shows up and the blame is squarely on Matt. And like, yeah. This week he had to apologize. This is the best. He actually, one of the people quoted in the article was like this intern from 1997. Okay, just anybody in America, think back. Yes, of course you were mean to the intern in 1997. we are all guilty, no matter what we did for a living. But this intern like said, oh, Matt wasn't nice to me. So poor Matt Lauer, I do feel sorry that he is reduced to apologizing to interns from 1997 via Twitter.
But he makes $25 million.
I know.
That's right. It's so unfair.
I know. It's incredible. That's why I call him the luckiest man on television. Because we know he really just wants to be on the golf course, right? He's just not curious about anybody or anything. So I am enjoying his public demise.
And so if they were talking about moving Anderson Cooper into that slot, how would you feel about that? Would you go back to the Today Show, or have you so moved on from the Today Show that there's no going back?
I can't go back.
No.
Okay. Then there's the weatherman situation. So let's not even.
So where have you gone to? Because you can't go to Good Morning America. That's all about Dancing with the Stars rejects now.
It is. It's so sad to me because I was very loyal to ABC, our former network. And I enjoy during the presidential race, I think George Stephanopoulos does a good job and Jake Tapper, and he's gone now. So now I've moved over to the CBS morning show with Gayle King. It's actual news. They don't talk about reality television or Honey Boo Boo at all. I enjoy it. So yeah. I would just encourage people to check that out. Julie, I encouraged you.
Yes, I actually tried it this morning. I was sort of a holiday morning, so I turned it on because there wasn't anything else on the other news, alleged news networks. So, yes, Leanne, and I got some news. I was happy to see that. They had a big story about North Korea. They were covering, you know, various events in South Africa. So, yes, news.
Actual news on CBS. Good. There's my tip because, right, it was the morning that GMA had Charlie Sheen co-host for an hour. And that was the final blow? It was the final blow. I'm like,
jump the shark.
I know. I'm out. So all in all, it's been an enjoyable television week for me.
Well, and more TV news. I was kind of sad, even though I have not been watching Dancing with the Stars at all this season. I was sad to see that Dorothy Hamill had to withdraw due to injury. Because she's just someone that you naturally root for, don't you think? Like,
yeah.
How could you not want Dorothy Hamill to do well? So
I don't know how she got an injury. She's a real athlete. She should have been. I was very disappointed that she's off the show because she would have been good. She would have made it to the later rounds, no doubt.
Yeah, she seemed to be disappointed too, Julie. But oh well. But good news in the Who's Out department is. Not that she hasn't had a stellar career, but Barbara Walters has announced that she is retiring. I was hoping it would be sooner, but it's actually June of 2014. So it's a long goodbye, which is going to get really painful there, don't you think? Like how many goodbye shows we're going to have to see for Barbara Walters. But obviously, storied career. Like, she's done an amazing job for a really long time. But it brings us back to the whole issue of The View. Yeah. And I know this came up on Satellite Sisters a couple weeks ago, Leanne, when you were not here, but we talked about you in absentia because, Sheila, you felt like now was the time for Leanne to get a slot on The View, right?
Absolutely. I called it early, Leanne. I've been your biggest fan. I can do some marketing, whatever you need me to do. You need to be on that round table. You could lead the round table, Leanne. Mm-hmm. That's your job. You need to do it.
Those are all true statements, but I feel like I'm too, there's a lot about that I'm suspicious of in terms of me and The View, but I do appreciate the groundswell of support from you, Sheila.
You're too busy watching morning television. So much beyond morning television.
I have so much Law and Order to watch now.
We have a wedge. You understand? We have two positions.
Yeah. This is why I think it's a much bigger issue now. Before, we were just angling to get Lee in a slot.
Yeah.
Now they pretty much have to reinvent the whole darn show, right? Because like two-thirds or three-quarters or three-fifths, I don't know how many people are on that show anymore. I haven't seen it in a while. But they're all leaving. So I think it's the time for them to like completely switch formats and go to a format that I would call like Satellite Sisters.
Yes. Brilliant. Aren't you a TV executive?
Yeah.
Good job.
But instead of just substituting one person and then another person and trying to roll in these fake real people who are not really real, because if they were real, why would they be on TV? All of that. And I think just like out with the old, well, in with the new, and we would be new on TV. That we've got
old new.
With the old. Yeah. Really.
Anyway, I know we have listeners who have been on the View message boards promoting Leanne's candidacy. Mm-hmm. So if you want to write to us or on our own Facebook page, go to the Satellite Sisters group on Facebook. Any suggestions you have about how to really increase the groundswell so that we convince ABC somehow to just get rid of that whole format and go to a fresher format like Satellite Sisters.
Yeah.
And if you could all do it quickly, because I'd like to remove my bulletin board materials forever. I'd like to just not have to redo bulletin boards again for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Here's the thing. Here's what we need, though. We really need some sisters-in-law that fill the Latina and the African-American slot. We need to get to work on that somehow. So that's our problem now, mm-hmm. and understandably so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a son, an 18-year-old son. What's your plan? There you go. My sons are married off.
I know. That's a darn shame. I married lovely women, but we need to energize our demographic.
The base is not going to get us far enough.
We need the
Satellite Sisters' big tent, as they would say in politics.
It is the problem with being actual sisters. you can't cover that much ground demographically.
Okay, Leanne, we did want to get the latest from you on what you are actually doing work-wise, which is your new novel, Elizabeth the First Wife, comes out May 8th, right?
Comes out May 8th, sisters, and I had a real scare this week with some Achilles tendonitis. I don't know if you noticed, I was limping at the funeral a little bit. I thought it was just my trick ankle, and turns out I had some Achilles tendonitis. So by Tuesday, I was crippled. I could barely walk, and I thought, this is really going to put a crimp in my book tour preparations as I, you know, mm-hmm. getting in shape and everything. But the good news is it appears to be clearing up very quickly. I'm doing what my yoga teacher told me to do because she's as good as a doctor. So, I'm icing, I'm elevating, I'm resting. I can say I've improved 1,000%. So, that was a close call because I'm going to a lot of spots and it's exciting. The book comes out May 8th officially. But I will be doing, if you're in Los Angeles or thinking about coming to the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, which is the largest book festival in the country, I'm going to be doing a sneak peek signing. First of all, I like just saying sneak peek signing. And that's Saturday, April 20th. And all my events are up at my leandolan.com. And you can like my author page on Facebook, and I will be reposting my schedule. But just that's a heads up. If you're in the LA area, I'm just free to announce that now. I'll be at the Los Angeles Festival of Books, April 20th, signing from 1 to 2. Very excited about that. And then May 8th at Vroman's in Pasadena. I think I've locked Sheila in. Liz, I know I haven't sent you the date yet, but...
Okay, well, I consider myself sent now. It's May 8th.
Okay, you're around.
All right, sure.
Love to have you. I'm working on an appearance in northern New Jersey. I'll be in Connecticut and Westport in June. I'm going to be out on Long Island, on the North Fork of Long Island, also in June. And then we are headed... to Ashland, Bend, and Portland in late June. So I know now I'm getting really excited, you know, that's and nervous and slightly panicked. And I did try desperately. A friend of mine, you know how all my friends sell clothes in their house, you know?
Yes.
Why is that? I just have a lot of friends that sell clothing in their living room once a year. And so I went and I tried on a series of ill-fitting, unflattering dresses.
Colleen, I should have been with you.
I didn't buy any, Joel.
Down from it.
It was hard not to, because my friend is a very good salesperson, and she kept saying, don't look at the size. All you need is Spanx, which, no, that's not all I need. That is not true.
Well, all you need right now is to keep wearing the therapeutic bunion shoes indoors, Leanne.
I know. That's it.
To keep everything good down there with the Achilles.
Yes. And Liz, you know, shockingly, I think it was just a cavalier attitude towards my footwear.
I
did not have, like, real sneakers on, or I was walking in sort of fashion sneakers that were maybe a couple years too old because I've been traveling a lot.
And sneakers.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get in shape and get in gear, because this is it. It's really starting Monday. Whew, I got a lot going on.
Right. You need the molded footbed, Leanne.
Liz, I ordered a couple new pairs of sneaks, and so I will be good to go. And I told Sheila I'm going to get another pair of those European comfort shoes and try to ride
them. We love those. Oh, yes.
And we do. I know. So.
Well, one of the highlights of my week, speaking of sneakers, is when I got the emergency phone call from your 18-year-old son, who was in Portland, Oregon this week with your husband, because they're wrapping up the whole college process. And they were trying to get into the Nike employee store where we still have a family pass, but they could not get in because you were not with them. So I was at work. My cell phone rang, my personal cell phone, and it was an unknown caller from Alhambra, California. And I'm like, I don't know anyone in Alhambra. I don't think I'm going to pick that up. And then for whatever reason I did, and it was Brooks. It's like, oh, God, Aunt Liz, thank goodness you picked up. We're at the front desk. They won't let us in. Could you just email them and tell them? So I think it all got sorted out, right?
Oh, yeah. They managed to get in, and they got out. Yep. No, they got in, they got out. Yes. I know.
That was funny. So
it was a miracle you picked up that phone call, because of course they called me. I'm like, I just call Liz. I mean, I didn't get the messages till after. So thank you, Liz.
All right.
That would have been a family tragedy.
To go all the way to Oregon and not be able to get into that store. We just don't believe in that. All right. Well, I know we're going to wrap it up, but I had one question I wanted to ask you guys, which is, what would you do if you found yourself in possession of 42,000 pounds of cheese? Like, how would you unload that?
Well, cheese sticks or blocks of cheese? Do we have?
Well, we love cheese. That's one of our downfalls, is cheese. Yeah, so we eat it.
Fondue party, Liz, perhaps?
The reason I ask is my favorite news story at the end of the week was, I saw this on the Daily Beast, and it's an Illinois man named Veniamin Konstantinovich Balalaika. He stole 21 tons of Munster from a Wisconsin cheese company. Like, actually went in with, like, fake paperwork to pick up a whole shipment. And so then he drives away with the 42,000 pounds of cheese. But I'm not sure that it was his original plan. But at the point where you have the 42,000 pounds of cheese, what do you do with it? He decided that to just set up shop on the New Jersey Turnpike. So he was just like, you know how those New Jersey rest areas, a lot goes on
yes.
in those rest areas on the Jersey Turnpike. Your Vince Lombardi, they're all named after, your Clara Barton, they're all named after someone famous. I'm not sure whether he was at the Vince or the Clara or someone else. But anyway, he got picked up by the police, and so busted. But this was $200,000 worth of cheese.
Oh, my God.
But he was just peddling the cheese out of the back of the truck.
Yes!
That's a high-traffic area, so high volume. He picked a good spot.
That's why I think it wasn't the craziest thing in the world. The craziest thing, I remember one time when our brother Brendan was working on Wall Street, but we were sharing an apartment, and he came home one night, and he said, you can't believe what I saw on the street tonight. I'm like, what? And you see people in New York selling everything. He said, Guy in a butcher's apron selling pork chops. And that seems unsanitary, don't you think? Street
right.
pork chops, but a whole truck full of cheese, you might actually go for that.
See, Liz, he should have been on Bruckner Boulevard.
Yes.
He never would have been busted.
Yeah.
Because nothing good ever happens on Bruckner.
Which is the Bronx, for people that don't know where Bruckner Boulevard is. So you're right. I think you could move some cheese in the Bronx, Sheila. You're totally right.
Totally.
And one other note, like in our social media realm, you know, you can be part of our group on Facebook. It's the Satellite Sisters group. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at Sat Sisters. I'm at SS Liz. But we got a tweet from a longtime fan of the show earlier this week saying, by the way, have we noticed that on Twitter, the picture of ourselves is front to back? And somehow it's flipped. And, you know, and that's been there for like 2 years. And
I don't even know the password to our Twitter.
Okay,
email me after the show.
I'll send it around. I'll send it around. So it's the thumbnail that I used on our Twitter page is the front cover of the Satellite Sisters Uncommon Senses book,
right.
Which is, you know, the five of us with our signs. But apparently all of our signs are backwards.
I think that's good. It's sort of secret code, Liz. Good work.
And so thank you very much. Her name is Miss Joanne, the follower who tweeted us. Miss Joanne, thank you for letting us know about that. But I have no idea how to undo that. If anyone has any tips on how you would change that and flip it around, we're all ears. Because as you can hear, we don't even know our own password to that account.
I think Leon's son, Brooks, you did him a favor this week. Call that Alhambra number and get Mr. IT.
Owes you a solid, Liz.
Okay. Anything else going on, you guys? Big weeks coming up. Have a good relaxing weekend. Sheila, week two of spring break. You're living the life.
That's right, Liz. Enjoying every second of it.
All right. That is good to hear. All right. And maybe next week when Monica's on, we'll hear the actual story of the two of you on Bruckner Boulevard.
Yes. That's going to take a while. Yes. We had a good day that day, boy. Teamwork.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us this week. We are the Satellite Sisters. Call your Satellite Sisters.